Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 per hour plus a $175 weekly bonus for some shifts. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Listen, I'm sweat all the way through. My underwear is sweat all the way through.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
My shirt is sweat all the way through. Yeah. I'm at the bottom right now. You want to know what the bottom looks like? This is it.
And James Strebel.
I mean, Louis Rabeau was hooking me up. I mean, it was a good time.
You hook up a Louis Rabeau? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
But I just love the excitement. And a lot of these guys, they'll get up there and I'll say, "Where's your wife?" He goes, "Oh, shit." You know, you forget, and so.
Right, so it's a 5 o'clock hour here on The Take. It's ESPN 680 105.7. The 5 o'clock hour is presented by Cox's Spirit Shop and Evergreen Liquors. Appreciate Mike from Cox's Spirit Shop joining us. Cox'sLouisville.com. They have the 6 bottles of Pappy Van Winkle. Again, get to any of their locations by tomorrow. They're going to draw that on Oaks. So you want to be a part of that. And they also have the buy one, get one of the premium cigars. And that is a great way to get ready for Kentucky Derby 147. And Twin Spires coverage begins at 8 a.m. really all week here on ESPN Louisville. We found out, I don't know, Mitch, if this was the back end of hour number one or in hour two, I cannot remember, but Strebel informed us that he does not play catch with his own mitt.
Yes.
That he uses his wife's mitt.
Yes, that was at the end of the first hour, I believe.
Okay, the only reason I bring it up is that's all. I mean, the text line's just littered.
It's a mess. I know.
I'm looking at it, and it's just an absolute mess right now.
Every time you scroll down to refresh, ten more pop up.
It's just a mess.
I know it is. I know the jokes. I know everybody's.
All the jokes are coming at you.
Yes, yes. So, you know, double entendres, and then, you know, you're not a real man if you don't have your own glove, things like that. I know what's going on. I know, texters. Keep them coming. Yeah.
You ever sniff the mitt?
Yeah. No, I've not sniffed the mitt. I've not sniffed the undergarments. None of that.
Mitch, you know why that's funny? I just want there to be someone in town for Derby. And that's the first thing they heard.
They turn on, what's local sports radio doing about
Derby? At 5:02, I want that to be the thing. That right there. If I had one choice, I want that to be the thing.
Yeah.
I'm so mad.
Why are you mad? Why are you angry?
They're back racing at Churchill, and I had this bet I was going to place, and I was too late. It was going to be a win play show bet on this six horse, and it looks like he's going to actually hold on. He might not.
Boy, that's a risky bet. Win play show. Boy, there you go.
Man. Well, he's 10-1 today. No, it's 10-1. So you know, if it hits, I win. You know, $20. So.
It's like Mitch doing these random bets on these horses. This is
okay, he finished like fifth. Okay, we're good. Thank God I didn't bet it.
Well, let's do this tomorrow. Let's take races. I'll bet races with you, Mitch.
Oh,
I'll bet races
with you,
and we'll play these. Speaking of betting, we've been talking about this during the break, and it's a terrible thing at 5:03. But I've had 3 people now inform me of this. Apparently, Jason Entz has lost yet another soccer bet.
Oh boy.
He's struggling right now. He's down many units. He's plummeting right now.
Oh, boy.
He can't win
a soccer bet. Well, you never know with Jason Entz. Jason Entz is a little Lachlan McClain-esque. There's these prop bets. There's these side prop bets. You don't know whether he's hedging or not. You never know. Like, it's very unclear what Jason Entz has laid out on the table. But straight up.
Justin Turner home run, 2-0 Dodgers.
Go ahead. Sorry. Straight up, he liked one team better than the other team, and that team lost. So I don't know how much money he had straight up on this team, but the main thing you got to get right is who wins.
He's got Messi doing this, that, or the other. That
oh, yeah, he has like all these players. He has all these players getting booked, like how many shots, like how many dribbles he have. Like,
he's got 9 different bets that he can tell you about, but it wants you to believe that he is hedged and that he's going to come out about even on the day.
Yeah, or even up. Or even, I mean, we were talking off air. This gas bag gambling league between you and Entz possibly this fall is going to be an absolute disaster. It's going to be a mess. Entz is going to get really mad. I'm here for it. I can't wait for it.
Texas says, does Strebel have to put his wife's mitt under the mattress to loosen it up? That's a great point.
That's the best way to do it.
That Kellen got a catcher's mitt not too long ago. We did the whole spray the glove down and put the ball in it and the whole, you know, but instead of putting a rubber band on it, we put it under like a chair and did it that way. Like
under
a lot of pressure.
Chair, okay.
A lot of pressure. So that way, it broke in, and it works really well.
Texas says, that's called across the board, Mitch. Welcome to Louisville. Yeah, that was rough. That was rough. It's okay, big guy.
Sorry, Mitch.
Yeah, it's okay, big guy. Let's get a great Derby moment. You want to get one of those here, right here at the top of the hour? All right, fire it up, Mitch. Give us a great moment in Kentucky Derby history.
From winning bets.
Let's eat some more!
To epic meltdowns.
People like to say that Angry Diener Radio is the best radio. Where are you going to get it here?
The Kentucky Derby always provides memories that last forever. Here's another great Derby moment on The Take.
So this morning, huh, Coach?
Good morning, Drew. How you doing?
Doing good.
You nervous? You standing up, walking around?
There's a lot of things going on inside my head right now.
Is that right?
It's probably the best serve for me at this point.
Oh, okay, good.
So,
you need to learn how to relax, man.
Listen to you. I mean, you are always the guy yelling at your... Wait a minute. Hang on. Wait a minute. The guy that is always screaming into his plastic play card is telling me to relax. This is great. This is Bobby 2.0,
it looks
huh?
like you're a game time here, huh?
I am.
Yeah, so I get to relax.
So, yeah, and you know the look on your players when they have the look that I have, huh? You're like, all right, you're running a little extra this morning.
Yeah,
right?
That's right. You look like you ran hard last night.
Well, for you.
That was another great Derby moment on The Take.
Just hearing the phrase Bobby 2.0 makes me cringe.
Oh, they believed in it. They believed just Bobby 2.0, new man.
Your boy Tank the Stank, he told Rummage that he fired Bobby Petrino just to hire another one, and he got blocked.
Rummage blocked him?
Rummage straight out blocked him.
I love that sound. I love the Bobby 2.0, but the steal of the entire bit is just Billy Reid losing his voice.
Hungover, two words.
I mean, I miss Billy on
Texas
the
back says,
side.
Streeble, is your wife's glove more of a catcher's mitt, or was it a first baseman's glove?
It's more of a first. Actually, it's an outfielder's glove.
It's an outfielder's glove.
It's an outfielder's glove. Yes, outfielder, deeper pocket. Yeah. Yeah, bring him on. Let's go.
I can't say him on the air.
I know you can't. I know.
I can't say him on the air.
I know you can't.
I can only read. I'm doing a radio show for myself right now.
There's FCC
That's how I
regulations
feel.
Against these texts. So just know that what you people are texting in is not deemed appropriate by the FCC or any decency in America. So just know that's where you're living. The gutter.
You'd get so mad.
I would. I know I'd get mad. That's why, again, that's why I've not – ask for the text stuff, because I'd be processed. Process and I had that in common. I'd be arguing with people. I'd be at home trying to enjoy family time, and I get these texts, and I just get mad. I'm like, what are you doing? I'm texting these random people I don't know, defending your honor.
I'm not going to say his name, but there's an actual credible newsman who texts me and says, deeper pocket, I had to pull over.
A credible newsman?
Yes.
Really?
By the way, who's the most in love right now Derby Week? Is it Captain Gill or is it Bowl?
Oh, it's John Bowl. I got John Bowl.
What about Bozich and Crawford? Bozich has been around there quite a bit.
He has, but I just – you know what? When I think Derby, I think of turning on my television and getting the local coverage, and I see John Bowl. That's what I think. When I think of Derby, I think of John Bowl on TV – telling me
you
what's
sound
going
like
on.
Like Paducah, Kentucky. I think of John
Bowles. I do. I think of John Bowles in there telling me what's going on and looking at the hats and let's throw it out to so-and-so and get the infield. And here's here's the guy running across the porta potties. That's what I think.
John Texas Bowles. Says, I still believe Bobby is an offensive genius. And we already answered this one. Does Strebel's wife's mitt pop when the ball hits? It absolutely does.
We've already discussed
We've it. Already talked about that.
Yes. Yes. We talked about that. Playing catch.
Has anyone else used the mitt besides you?
No. 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 I borrow it every once in a while to play catch. That's it. Again, I know what they're saying. I know what they're doing. Why do I even talk? I didn't say it. Just sit here.
Tagu says the process is Diener's Kato Kalen.
Does he live in Diener's pool house? Does he live in Diener's? Does Mitch know who Kato Kalen is?
He has no idea.
No idea.
Oh, I got any amount of money that he has no idea. Yep, and I don't know if he even should.
No, I don't. Yeah, you have won that money. Should.
Explain who that is to him. Because it's an odd. This is an odd thing to try to explain.
It was very strange.
To Mitchell Hannigan. So, it's not going to make any sense to Mitch.
No, it's because it was weird and random back in the 90s. I'm sure it's even worse now. So Kato Kalen was O.J. Simpson's friend and
house guest.
He lived
essentially
in the,
a house
yeah,
guest.
He lived in, I think, like the pool house.
He lived in O.J. Simpson's pool house.
Yes, and when the murder trial was going on, he became like a celebrity. Like everybody wanted to know where Kato Kalen was when the crimes occurred, and he went up on the stand and gave testimony during the trial, and he became like this D-list celebrity just because he lived in O.J. Simpson's pool house and then he disappeared into obscurity.
I feel like I should know that. I feel like I should.
It was a very
That's
random.
That's just a dat. I mean, just you want to read that back? Do you want to read that bottom one?
Yeah. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about my hands. That's all I got to say. Don't worry about them.
Oh, man. I think right now we should play Satterfield Sound.
Now, you said that he acknowledged, and you led this with the show, you said that Satterfield acknowledged there were some recruiting issues, possibly.
Well, I have not heard that part. Mitch, do you have any Satterfield Sound right now? I feel like us and Mangus are going to be doing the exact same thing.
Yes, at 5:12.
Also, what kind of crappy takes do you think Patty Ice is giving today since he co-hosted?
Who knows?
What do you think they talked about?
I don't know.
Because we haven't talked about anything today.
Well, we've had some big-time guests on.
We had Rondell Moore. We had Pat 40, but we haven't talked about anything today.
No, it's just been busy with guests, and then there's been shenanigans back and forth. But
that's
no hard-hitting topics.
No, we've had no – I mean, we still need to talk about Louisville's lineup, but I feel like I've done that so much, I'm tired of it.
Right, we've done it for months. We've done it for – and the thing is – there aren't any new developments. I mean, the Carly Jones news hit. And Mitch still hasn't given his real thoughts about that. Mitch.
By the way, you see Cal embarrass himself?
How? What did he do?
I mean, that tweet he put out is embarrassing.
About Joel Justice?
Yeah, it's embarrassing.
He had my blessing.
He's got to put on for his guy.
Calipari tweeted out, Joel Justice talked to me about the opportunity at Sun Devil Hoops with a terrific coach in Bob Hurley. He had my blessing, but I want to make sure we all recognize that we are losing someone who was a big part of all of our success over the last several years.
He had to put on for his guy. That's what he did.
I mean,
did.
His blessing, please.
Cal gave him that, got him that job, right?
No, I don't believe that.
Oh, I 100% believe that. You're telling me?
I believe they waited for the timing, but I don't believe he straight up got him the job.
Cal pulled strings. You can't convince me that. I mean, that happened boom, 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 boom.
No, I'm saying Cal agreed with the timing, but I'm not sold that he just got him a job. It's a head assistant coach job at Arizona State. This wasn't a lowly assistant job.
Who were we talking to earlier this week that was talking about the power of Calipari?
Well, you.
We had a guest that was talking about who was it? Who did we have on?
The power of Calipari
and how he was – it may have been Rick Bozich last week, but talking about all of this and saying, believe in the power of Calipari. I guarantee you he got him those jobs. I guarantee Central Michigan was his doing. I guarantee you he called Bobby Hurley was like,
you guarantee me.
I really do think that he was like, you know, you need an assistant coach. Joel Justice is looking. He's looking for an upgrade. I want to get my guy an upgrade. Boom. Happened. He got Scott Labissiere drafted in the first round. That's what Cal does. That's what he does. He had to move.
You think other coaches are just like, I'm going to make my head I'm going to make my top assistant. I'm going to be told by another coach who to hire.
You know how it happens. Favor. I need a favor. I need a Coach Hurley. I need a favor. And okay, coach. What'd he do again?
They just can't wait to bend the knee to Calipari and his nine wins.
Yes, that's
Bobby
right.
Hurley can't wait for that 9-win bending of the knee.
Bobby Hurley wishes he had Calipari's resume. Wishes. And now he's got Cal's assistant.
Maybe stole him.
He didn't steal him.
Maybe he stole him.
No. This has been in the works for a while. He didn't steal him. He's taking Calipari's leftovers. That's what he's doing.
Take a swig of your drink. Go ahead. You're happy.
I am.
I could throw Jack. I mean, if we're just talking about nonsense, I could throw Jack Grossman under the bus right now.
Well, that would he do? He's trying to get Process in trouble on the text. That would
he said he accidentally texted Process because he was driving. He was meant to text me, you, like the show. He was supposed to text the show, but he texted the other group with you guys and Process.
Oh, wow. So when he was narking on the Process,
yes,
he texted the Process instead of texting you.
Yes.
That's great.
But that's not what I'm throwing him under the bus for.
All right. What are you throwing him under the bus for?
So I'm running this Scotty D thing, right? Mm-hmm. And I need, like, all the, since he's over on 939, like, I need all his imaging and stuff. And I have no idea where it saved at. So,
just play some music. It's
so,
fine.
So Crean's helping me out. And he goes to me. He goes, so I guess you're running that? And I was like, yeah,
oh,
I was like, I'm not doing LSL. And he goes, oh, okay.
Wow. Wait, Cream's going to get on the air more with LSL.
I know, but I think he wants to be on the Scotty D show because, you know, there's some big-time luminaries coming
he's
on.
He's not going to get on the air.
You underestimate the power of Cream.
Scotty, no, I know he's going to barge in. He barged in, like, what was funny is he barged in, like, once or twice.
On Monday.
Randomly today.
Oh, today, okay.
And then, like, the last hour and a half, he didn't say a damn thing, poor guy. Oh. Not a word, not a syllable. Process even said words, breaking down the draft. Crumb's Revenge embarrassed himself.
What did Crumb's
Revenge do?
Did
you see Crumb's
do?
Revenge?
No.
Mitch, did you see this?
I did not either.
Oh, Crumb's Revenge tweeted something like, listening to the Process talk about the NFL draft is special. This guy knows his NFL. Except for Lamar Jackson. I'm like, yeah, the one player you care about
in the
NFL.
Most, right. The most.
Yeah, and I'm like, I'm just like, what are we doing here?
I will say I have some Process draft takes saved, so we'll see what happens this weekend. And, you know, if he's wrong, we have the receipts.
I mean, Crane just wants to be associated with what's going on the Scotty D show today. I don't even think he really wants to be on there. He just wants to be involved in it so he can tell people, yeah, I'd answer the phone for Mick Cronin. That's what I did.
Texas says, Round Daddy's non-takes make the show unlistenable. Most afternoons, off to Terry Miners.
Enjoy Terry Miners. He may have Daniel Cameron on, or, you know, he's got a lot of guests that he brings on that aren't sports.
Mad. Look
I'm
at
not
that.
Mad. No, I'm not mad at all. I mean,
boy, you got mad. You went right to Daniel Cameron.
I'm just
Cameron.
Saying that maybe,
you
know. You
get your picture taken with Daniel Cameron. You got your picture taken with Bevan, and he hates teachers.
Yeah.
And you're a teacher.
Yeah. I mean,
after that, you'll get your picture taken with
about everybody.
Anyone.
Yeah. Well, that was before all the teacher fiasco. But, yeah, I mean, you get enough. You know, eat enough alcohol on me, I'll take a picture of just about anybody.
Texas says, not a good week for Grossman, oversleeping and now snitching.
I was wondering why. Like, I was confused when I was getting those texts and I saw Process's name tagged in. I was like, man, he's like, just taking Process down and Process is in the conversation. And Process hasn't said anything. He's steaming. He's fuming.
He's probably taking a nap.
He might be, and he'll wake up to this. He'll wake up to Crean taking runs at him.
Also, I got like $8 on this next race, and this is how I lose all my money on horse racing because
$8.
Yes,
that's how.
$8
on some random race on a Wednesday. Yes, this is supposed to last me till Derby.
Texas says the best way to break into Mitt Strebel is just to use it.
Well, but if you need to use it, all right. All I was going to say was, if you need to have it broken in sooner rather than later, you have to do some extra work on it to make sure that it's ready to go. I said that as clean as possible.
Texas says, do you take the mid on vacation and leave it out in the sun?
No. That would, oh, I want to say it, but you don't want to dry the mid out. You can't put it in the sun. It's bad for it.
You'll dry the mid out.
It'll dry the mid out, yes. You don't want to leave it in the sun. You don't want to dry it out. Yeah. You don't want to do any of that.
Oh, right there, Mitch. There it is.
These textures.
There it is.
These textures. I tell you what. Oh.
Texas says Strebel has worse takes than Dave Jennings. Listen, I'm not going that far. Mitch, you don't know who Dave Jennings
is. No, I
is.
Don't.
Okay.
You don't know who Dave Jennings is? Really?
I don't know if he should.
Well, he might not. I've got... I don't understand what my bad takes are. I haven't given any bad takes today.
You haven't given any takes today.
Well, I haven't said anything controversial.
None of us have given one take today.
I don't know why they're mad at me. I didn't do anything.
Give me Satterfield sound. It's 520.
Let's go.
It's 520. Give me something. Give me the most interesting thing that Scat said today.
And I know
it's not a high threshold. I know
it's not interesting.
But I'm saying the most interesting thing he said today.
All right.
All right. Give me something here, Mitch.
To answer your question, yes, we are still actively looking, at some certain spots where guys out there, you know, there's a ton of guys out there, but we just don't want to get a guy just to get a guy. You know, I think we want guys that have experience, that have played the position, where we have positions of need. I think, you know, nose tackle for us is a position of need that we certainly wanted to address. I think safety is right now the next spot where we have a position of need. We want to try to maybe – we got some good young players here, but maybe there's a guy out there that has some experience that have played a bunch of ball that can come in here and give us some depth at the safety position. So I think that's probably a spot – the biggest need right now for us on our football team will be that spot.
Well, that's not good
for Jenkins. We have some scholarships available for that. So we'll see what else is going to be out there. We know right now as teams are finishing up spring ball and spring games and having their exit interviews that, you know, we're starting to see more and more guys that are getting in the portal and kind of seeing where it's at, you know. And for us, I mean, it doesn't have to be a guy that's played at the Power 5 level. I mean, we don't mind looking at those guys.
Stop the sound.
I told you it was crap sound.
Stop the sound. I'm not – I just –
Man, if I'm a Louisville football fan, I'd be ecstatic with that. Oh boy. We're looking at a guy that might have played a lot of ball. A guy that's played a lot of ball. That's what I'm looking for, one of them. It doesn't have to be at the Power 5 level. I mean, as long as they've played a lot of ball, they play a lot of ball, join the team. I mean, this guy. Good luck, Louisville fans. That's your coach. That is your coach. That's your recruiting. That's your program. Congrats. Get run. That's what's going to happen. You're going to get run again. We're all looking for a guy to play law ball.
Taylor Lynch and Ethan Moore here. You got anything for them?
Taylor and Ethan, I apologize for Scott Satterfield. I want to apologize to you guys who love Louisville football, who live and die Louisville football, Louisville athletics, and that's your coach.
Oh, the saddest thing was last week when Ethan Moore goes, it's not impossible that they be 5-1.
Yes.
Which was is like, it's not impossible, Sweeney. You'll have a good-looking body.
It's not impossible, yeah.
No.
It's not. It can happen.
Kevin Garnett once infamously said nothing or anything
is possible. Yes, he screamed that after winning
also,
the NBA title.
Texter's asking, I'll just answer it. No, blank was not on the Zoom call today.
Oh, well, he's doing derbies
week
stuff. He's at the track. Blank was at the track. He's busy. He didn't have any questions to ask Satterfield. Everything's fine. Plus, he's got Gunter Brewer's ear, so why does he need to be on the Zoom?
Gunter Brewer tweeted at Bucky Brooks today.
Really?
Who's an NFL analyst. I don't know why that was
random
to me.
Like Lamar Jackson at all.
No, he does. That was taken out of context.
I kind of like Gunter Brewer's Twitter page.
Bucky Brooks said they should let him graduate. And let Lamar go and just get another quarterback like Justin Fields.
Really?
They could do about the same thing and just keep a quarterback at a low price instead of paying Lamar Jackson, you know, a ton of money.
A ton of money?
Oh, that's a great take.
Wow.
That's a great take.
Wow. And Louisville fans didn't battle him?
Of course they did. What do you think? Ennis was battling. Do you not get on Twitter anymore?
I do get on Twitter.
Is it only Instagram models?
No, I was on Twitter today. All I saw today on Twitter, you and I were talking about
this. Well, I mean, you were teaching today.
It was all, yes, but I'm talking about like after the show, I'm sitting here in your workspace here. And I just see Kimbo Slice videos over and over again. That's what Twitter was full of when I saw it, Kimbo Slice.
By the way, Nick Valvano said they're recording Mike Tirico at 7:40. Does Nick know he doesn't have a show on Friday?
Oh. He might not.
I know he has to know that. Because Greer knows he's not filling in. And Bob today was like, yeah, see you guys on Monday.
Yeah, I'm out. I'm out the rest of the week.
Give the interview to Diener. What are you doing?
Yeah, us.
Texas says, have you ever filled the mitt with shaving cream? It's a good question.
No, I didn't know about that. No, I don't know about shaving cream.
It's exotic.
Not all cultures do it with their mitts. Only some.
Only some?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Yeah. I just learned something today.
Texas says, bro, the Joe B. and Denny show was broadcast all the way down in Murray. Mitch should know who Dave Jennings is.
I didn't listen to the radio when I was 3 years old. I listened to country music. I listened to Toby Keith.
That's horrible to say. It's sad. I was listening to Toby Keith. I'm sorry, Mitch. That's terrible. I was listening to... Isn't your dad a rocker guy?
Yeah.
So why, how would you listen to... I thought you listened to, like, Korn and Limp Bizkit and not Toby Keith.
That, too. If I was driving with my mom, it was country. If I was driving with my dad, it was rock music.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm trying to find a Coop Mike Tirico sound.
Thank you. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Good one. Yeah, yeah.
No success
Texas
so far.
Texas says, do you like the tanned mitt look?
The tan, as long as it can, as long as it does the job, I don't care what it looks like.
Texas says, it's Coach Brew, get it right.
Sorry, Coach Brew. Apologize. That Satterfield sound is sad. It's sad.
It made me. That did make me sad.
You even shut it off. I stopped.
When he said it doesn't have to be in Power Five, I said no bleep.
Pull the plug.
No bleep. Yeah. Pull the plug.
I'm surprised someone didn't come out and end the press conference. We're done here. The press conference is over. Satterfield's got
to
go.
Jason Entz is texting me. Entz, you need to worry about your losing soccer bet.
Well, what's he?
About the mitt.
Well, why do you usually tags me in those texts?
Texas says, what type of music does Sean listen to? I don't know if we've ever talked about it. Sean is Mitch's mom's boyfriend. I'm not sure we've ever had this conversation.
He's like a country guy. He likes country.
I can see that. Yeah. Like bro country.
Yeah, but he lifts, so he can't be listening to country when he's lifting. I would imagine he listens to something harder, right? Maybe Metallica, something like
that.
No,
yeah, you pegged him right. You can save that, too.
A little cold chamber when he's lifting weights.
Does he listen to Morgan Wallen?
Yeah, he knew who he was.
Does he still know who he?
I have no idea. I
would think he still would know. Mitch's music taste. I didn't know.
You know what? I should have reached out to every Louisville media member. I'm like, hey, if you guys ask Satterfield if they need a kitchen, I'll pay you $100.
Yeah, I would have gone in with that.
No,
with
you wouldn't. Don't even lie. That's such a massive. I would go
$100.
That is a disgusting lie.
It's not a lie.
If I told a media member, and Matt McGavick,
yeah,
for $100, Matt McGavick asked if they need a kitchen.
It'd be great.
According to reports, Louisville needs a kitchen
to get recruiting going.
And we were going to pay him as a show $100. You would, I would expect Mitch to pay nothing, and you would not pay anything.
I'd throw in.
How much would you throw in?
I'd go half with you, 50-50.
Oh, boy. Mitch, can you believe he said that?
Yeah.
Can you believe it?
I would hit that was alive. I'm still trying to find his Coop sound.
How can we not find the Mike Tirico sound?
I don't know. I type in Mike Tirico and nothing pops up.
It's in there.
Texas
somewhere.
Says you're using the mitt so much, three bar, you're worried it's going to get worn out.
No. It's very sturdy and well made. It's a Rawlings. It's a Rawlings. Hey, that's all they do is make baseball stuff.
Texas says, Sean lives in Murray, Kentucky. What type of bleeping music do you think he listens to? I thought he might listen to Evanescence.
Oh, a little Evanescence, a little Amy Lee.
Mitch, text Sean right now if he listens to Evanescence.
Please, please.
Please. Yes. I need that. Just say it's for the radio.
Does he know who Amy Lee is? That's what I want to know.
Oh, boy, I'm not going to read that one. I don't know what it means. It's funny, but I'm like on the edge. Texas says, does Ensis Cat have a mitt?
I haven't seen Jason in a while. I'd like to ask about the cat. He's got a lot of cat stories.
Texas says, I always picture Sean as a five-finger death punch kind of guy.
Oh, five-finger death or clutch. How about that?
That's a good pull.
Yeah, he's a clutch guy.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good pull.
Yeah, thank you.
Mitchie, I can't believe we can't find the
Mike Tirico.
That sound. How many more derby moments do we have today? Couple?
Yeah, we can play one more.
All right, let's play one more before we go to break. Fire it up.
Thank you. From winning bets.
Let's eat some more!
To epic meltdowns.
People like to say that Angry Diener Radio is the best radio. Where are you going to get it here?
The Kentucky Derby always provides memories that last forever. Here's another great Derby moment on The Take.
Okay, people like to say that Angry Diener Radio is the best radio. Where are you going to get it here? You're going to get it. And it has nothing to do with the fine folks at Churchill Downs. Because it has to do with the ineffectiveness of our people to be able to do what I like to call the Reggie Hammond thing, Billy, which is BS in a badge.
Okay,
we can't. There's about, I don't know, 3,000 people out here. I'd say 400 have credentials. But we have people back here, apparently. So I've got to be the one who's got to get everybody credentials. So you don't even need a badge. You just need a little BS to get back here, right?
If you say so, Drew.
Well, whatever you say, you look very scared of me. So I'm washed out already. Clint Glasscock's looking at me. If you bet on me and you saw me in the paddock looking like this, you would run to cancel your ticket as soon as possible.
I would.
I've got equipment because I don't know why we need extra equipment out here, but we don't have enough equipment. We're buying more equipment. I'm not doing what I did this morning ever again, Billy. Good morning. Happy Derby.
I have a solution for you.
Yeah.
I was here at
I'm sweating my ever-loving ass off this morning because of all this gravity. 4:30. What are you, Wayne Lucas drive you in?
I was here at 4:30.
Who'd you line up for us at 4:30? Well, you get Wayne Lucas?
You get here early and you take a little nap in your car and then everything.
I mean, I'm a mess. I'm gonna need a t-shirt. I might not be able to do the first hour of the show.
Well, you may have just driven off Dan.
No, we're gonna get Dan Issel. He's not scared off. If he is, we'll have to get him back here.
I wanna get Clint Glasscock. Is today the day of the exorcism?
No, we don't. Javier Castellano apparently is not coming in until Friday, so I've got that confirmed from Darren. So there will be no exorcism.
There will
be no exorcism. Mark Blankenbaker is working his way back here. He can't even get himself in. This is unbelievable. This is unacceptable. Do I need to teach a course in this stuff?
Well, it's going to be a nice Derby day, I think.
I mean, I'm a mess. I mean, why buy a nice shirt if you're going to carry frickin' equipment half a mile over because we don't have it and can't get anybody in the back gate? All right. So, anyway. We'll get him. Yes, we'll get him. Billy will. I'll tell you what, Billy.
Yes.
You talk to Dan Issel. I need a 20.
That was another great Derby moment on Dan the Issel. Take.
Dan Issel just collecting shrapnel. My wife was there for that. First
was
time
she?
Ever backside. Oh, yeah.
She saw Diener do that?
The whole thing. That's how I felt yesterday. I was, like, right there yesterday.
Yeah.
I was right there.
I like Billy Reid. It's going to be a nice Derby day.
It was a nice Derby day.
It was.
It was.
I think I hit this big-time bet, by the way.
Big
my $8 time. Bet.
You mean an $8 bet?
I have no idea. Oh, man, it's going to be close.
Let's stay right here while you marinate.
Oh, it's going to take him a while. It was a photo finish to see who was second and third. I need this horse to finish second, but I think he might finish third.
Find out if Mitch hit his $8 bet next. All right, guys, need to tell you about BJ Heating and Cooling. Thankfully, I popped the AC on and everything has been fine, was fine today. They fixed mine a couple years ago. Striebel got a replacement unit. Yes, you can save that for the mixtape. And they got you covered with free estimates, upfront pricing, whether it be for your home or your business. And they're on call 24/7, 365 for any of those emergencies. Plus, right now, BJ Heating and Cooling, they're your local factory authorized Bryant dealer. The Bryant Mini Split, guys, is a great option if you have that room that's difficult to heat up or cool down in the elements. It gets too cold. It gets too warm. You want to rework your entire system. The Bryant Mini Split is a quiet and efficient way to go about that. BJHeatCool.com. That's the website. BJ Heating and Cooling. BJHeatCool.com. Phone number 812-283-7221. It's BJ Heating and Cooling.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
D-Ron up next on The Take. Fire away, buddy.
This is D-Ron.
Oh, D-Ron.
D-Ron.
He said D-Ron.
Yeah, that's just my speech.
Oh, that was you...
and James Strebel.
Oh, I'm
so sorry. Let me ask you.
I know the guy that had nicknamed D-Ron.
I did too. He really did, Ron. I thought we'd say D-Ron.
He can't say T's. You know that he cannot pronounce T's.
on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
It is the last segment, right, Mitch? Last segment of the show here. There's no reason for us to dive into Louisville basketball talk at this point. I can read the room. Yeah. It's too late. I will tell you, we are your Kentucky Derby Stations 147. And right now, Twin Spires coverage of the Triple Crown and the Kentucky Derby is right here on ESPN Louisville. It's also presented by Cox's Smokers Outlet and Spirit Shops, Baptist Health, Buff City Soap, and UPS Jobs. All that coverage beginning Saturday at 8 a.m. We will have you there for pre-race, race, and post-race coverage. So we will do all of that. Mitch, how many Kentucky Derby moments do we have left today? Do we have any more?
Yeah, we have a couple.
Okay.
What is going on?
It was an odd way to answer.
Yeah.
Did you lose your bet, your $8 bet?
I don't understand horse racing at all. I lost it, but somehow, I just somehow I'm down $10 today. I don't know how.
You're losing bets. That's how.
No, I'm not. I've won three bets and lost three.
Yeah, but not everything's even money.
Right? I know. No, I can send you the screenshots, but I mean, I hit an exacta race one today plus $7, and then I lost a trifecta. I lost a trifecta on race two. That was minus $3, so I'm up $4, and then I won a win play show bet. That's $8, so I'm plus $12, and then I lost two more bets. Down $8, and that's $4. And then I won this past one, which paid out $3. So I should be up $7. But somehow I checked my account, and I'm down 10.
You're down 10, and you should be up 17. That's what you're trying to say.
So, no, I have no idea. I have absolutely no idea.
Texas says at 5:31, Patty Ice just said, I'm not a racing guy.
Oh, like horse racing. They're not talking NASCAR.
Texas says, Mitch acting like he just hit the Giacomo trifecta for $800,000.
I thought I did. I thought I was going to hit the exacta and then the win play show bet. I was about to hit both, but the seven horse lost literally by like a freaking nose hair.
Texas says, play the sound of the caller asking Billy if Rick knew about the strippers or not. I don't remember that sound, but I love that sound.
Yeah.
Texas says, if you don't listen to Evanescence, you have no business here. Texas says, Strebel, do you like a raw hide glove?
No, I like them.
Again, if you're just joining us, Strebel admitted he lost his glove, his mitt,
yes.
And he uses his wife's mitt.
To play catch.
Right, to play catch with his son. Uses the wife's mitt.
I just like a good
mitt's
mitt.
An old word.
It's an old word. You say a word like mitt, and it makes you think of like Babe Ruth in 1920s baseball, you know?
Not Texas says, if you get modern. A good quality mitt, it will never wear out. I agree with that.
Yes, 100%. Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. Yes. And that's why people keep their mitts for years. Mitch has had the same mitt, what, since high school, Mitch? That's right? That's what you said?
Don't go to Mitch on that.
I'm just trying to clarify.
He doesn't want any part of this.
Why not, Mitch?
Texas says, you lost $5 this last race, Mitch. You bet eight, return three is a loss.
But I thought if you placed Jesus, I'm about to throw this microphone. I thought if you bet a win place show bet, you bet like $2 on win, $2 on place, $2 on show, right? And then if
what well, tells if, you it tells you when you make the bet,
Mitch.
I don't know what's going
you
on.
You just stop.
No, I'm
okay.
Should.
Keep going. Keep losing
Texas
money.
Texas says, who the hell bets a win place show?
I do. All right. Last race of the day. I got to figure out what I'm doing.
What time does that go off?
Yeah.
14 minutes, so right when we're ending the show.
Right when we're ending the show.
That looks
there
like Mitch if he could grow a beard, that Dodgers
Justin
player.
Turner?
Justin
yeah,
Turner.
You don't
kinda
know
looks
who
like,
that is?
I,
yeah,
no,
when
I
you
don't.
Say that guy looks like Mitch, no one knows who that
no,
guy is.
No, Justin Turner.
I'm the only one yes. that knows yeah. who Justin Turner is. 437-9680 UPS Jobs Text Line. It's The Take. Rondell Moore joined us earlier today. That'll be up on the Podcast Center. And our guy Pat Forty from Sports Illustrated joined us today as well. We still have a Kentucky Derby moment that I want to get to. Tomorrow you'll get the Kentucky Derby picks. We got Rick Bozich and a bunch of other things. So quickly here, I just saw this. You saw this because of Jeff Greer.
Correct. Yes, I saw it on Twitter.
Now,
of Jeff
this
Greer.
Came out last night. The NCAA did this, like, update or whatever. They did this,
right.
like, where one of the items was Mark Emmert's making 2.7 mil.
They got an
and
extension.
He's extended through 2025. We talked with Forty about that earlier. But the IARP, which is where U of L is going, along with NC State, along with Kansas, along with Memphis. Memphis not a part, obviously, of the FBI stuff.
It's a different situation.
But they
James
will
Wiseman.
Be at the very front. But obviously, all the other teams. So here is, and again, this is supposed to be separate of the NCAA, but it's in an NCAA release, which tells you what you need to know.
Exactly.
The IARP has said something. Here we go. The board heard a general update. Okay, so this is the NCAA board. The NCAA is passing along the information. They just had a meeting with the IARP. The NCAA board heard a general update on the independent accountability review process, the IARP, which has continued to see growth with 5 infraction cases progressing through the independent process and a 6th case recently added. Decisions in all 6 cases are expected within the next 12 months. The chief panel members will continue discussions with membership regarding the commitment to timeliness, fairness, and consistency in the processing of cases. The two things, if we're going to do serious sports radio here, mm-hmm. it's hard to spend. It's really just hard to say, really? 12 months? I mean, it's just ridiculous. It's how I feel.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
That's
period.
The whole,
it is. It is.
Year.
It is ridiculous to think that it's going to take up to 12 months for Louisville to get an answer. Which, by the way, if it took close to that, Louisville, let's say they make the tournament this coming season. Right after that, when the transfer market is wide open, Louisville's going to get nailed if they get nailed.
Yeah,
and they're not the only ones. And then when they say consistency, the cases are different, but we are absolutely going to analyze how Louisville is hit next to Kansas, next to NC State, next to Oklahoma State, and others.
Yeah, Arizona, LSU.
But 12 months. I mean, Greer put this up on Twitter, and he's right. You know, that's at the cable company saying, hey, we'll be there between 8 a.m. and 4 p.m.
Right, exactly.
Come on.
Yeah, you
12
don't...
months. What have we been doing? We've been in pandemic for a year.
Yeah.
I mean, Louisville, how many months ago did Louisville officially go to the IARP?
Oh, gosh. I mean,
is anyone doing anything?
They're still putting
the commission
together.
I mean, you've had the Memphis. Get Memphis out of the way.
Yeah.
Get NC State out of the way. I mean, those schools have been up there for a year. I've been up there for, you know, 9-10 months at least. I'm going to look that up for tomorrow's show. Like, let's go. I'm fine if you say, hey, in the next 12 months, okay, it's going to be Louisville. Fine. It's ignorant. It's stupid. But what about the schools that went before U of L? I mean, what are we doing here?
Yeah, I don't know, man. It just
you're
reeks.
You'll be over 5 years separated from some of this stuff.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Brown Bowen happened how many years ago?
Coaches that got in trouble are out and are getting jobs.
Yeah, they're getting jobs.
They're moving on with their lives.
Yeah,
so silly.
So are the players that were involved in all these situations. All those players have moved on, whether it be professional basketball abroad or NBA or whatever. They've all moved on with their lives. They've all moved on with their careers. And these schools are still stuck in limbo. And this IARP, which, again, we don't really know much about it, is still taking their time, twiddling their thumbs. So the Louisville fans, you know, potentially have an entire another year to have to sit and worry and stew and then add that on top of anything else that happens. I mean, they had last year's season crash at the end. They're trying to rebuild things. what if something good happens and Rip Mack does get the job done? Louisville's looking pretty. They're looking good. They make the tournament. They make a little bit of a run. And then the IARP comes in with a decision.
I mean, that's what we've been talking about. Yeah.
I mean, it could just derail things.
It's just ridiculous.
It is absolutely ridiculous.
I mean, maybe you could say, hey, it's going to happen. If you give me that timeline, it's going to happen in the middle of the season.
Yeah.
If you give me that timeline, it's going to happen as we get ready for the season or in the middle of the season.
That's what it feels like. That's
what it's going to be.
Yeah.
Unless they get it done here in the next few months, which is going to be like, it feels like they're starting. It feels like they haven't done anything.
They're just getting ready to start.
Yeah, it feels like now we're just kicking the tires when
right.
There's been months upon months for some of these universities that have been dealing with this. Texas says Mitch is looking at a program for Aqueduct. Texas are making a good point. Win, play, show. You can lose money on Mitch.
Yeah, I think I'm just confused by. So yeah, I think I bet $8 or $6 or whatever on this win, play, show bet, and I just won $2. So I really lost like $4. But the thing shows like a little green trophy. It's like, hey, you won $2, but they should. I don't know. It's just beyond me.
I just see.
Wait. Hang on. So Mitch, you made a bet where you lost money and you won the bet.
Right. Because I don't know what I'm doing.
All I see are three green trophies and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 negative money.
You're never going to be able to live this down. This is the bottom of betting.
Mitch, no,
what you just did was the bottom of betting.
You're losing more. I mean,
right.
If I look at this, you're not. The
Hold
green.
On, we have actually handicappers back here in the studio. Let me ask them.
Who's he going?
To? I don't know. Now no one's on the air. You said
Mitch
let
is
me.
Left.
You said let me ask them. Is Cream back there? He's not a professional.
No.
And anyway, Cream's mad at you for outing him that he'd rather run the Scotty D show than LSL.
Yeah. Well, there's all kinds of going back and forth with these producers today. They're all telling on each other. They're tattletales. They're being tattletales all over each other. I don't know if I like it or not.
Texas says the front page of the IARP website notification says they only meet when possible. Oh, yeah, it's fantastic.
Oh, it's...
And says, hey, interesting, Mitch. I won a few bucks today. Mitch trashed me, bragged that he won a bet, then he lost money. I don't believe that Ents won any money.
I don't either.
I don't believe him for a heartbeat.
The Ents, do what Mitch did.
If he wants to show the receipts, he can show the receipts.
Boom.
I sent you guys the receipts.
He did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So who did you talk to back there with that crappy mic? Was it Grossman?
Oh, no. Scotty, the whole crew's here to get ready for this.
Is Clint there?
I think so.
Did he laugh in your face?
I'm sure he will when I ask him what's going on.
What did Scotty D say?
I didn't get a chance to tell him.
Well, who did you talk
Who'd
to
you
then?
Talk to?
I was going to tell him, and then he was right behind me, and then he left when I turned my mic off.
Yeah. Don't let me know Scotty D was there.
Yeah.
We would have given a rant. I would have got on a rant of something.
Well, he's still there. I mean.
Well, Mitch, I can't tell you. You act like I'm like, did you talk to Scotty D? No, well, he was behind me. Now he's not. And then when I say I would have done a fake rant, you say, well, he's here.
He's here.
I can't tell where he is.
The text line said, I didn't bet a favorite to win play show. It was a 5-1 horse, and it showed. It finished third. I didn't bet
Mitch
a favorite.
Is embarrassing Callaway County. I think they do a fine job. I'm sure
they don't need Mitch.
I'm sure they don't. No, the most embarrassed I've ever been for Mitch is Ja Morant's celibacy.
Oh, that was the haymaker.
To me, that's like a 3 seed in the sound bracket next year.
He's pure.
He's a pure man.
Yes.
He's never had a wandering eye.
No.
My name is Mitchell Hannigan. 267-9680.
Has Ja Morant ever had a wandering eye?
Can you ask Scotty D if he was slightly intoxicated yesterday when he called in?
I'll ask him off the air.
Thank you. That's helpful.
What's he doing right now? He's mad. He's crashing the show.
He's playing defense right now.
That's
what he's doing.
He is. And I don't want to hear it. It's like we said, Mitch, screenshot your bets. Let's see them. Mitch is 100% up front.
He can't screenshot them because there's so many and they're on like 4 different sites.
Right. He's bouncing VPNs off
ping,
everywhere.
Ping, ping, ping.
All around Europe and everything. He's making messy bets all around Europe.
The Bahamas.
We will dive into Louisville basketball at some point tomorrow. Mitch, what's my out cue here? What time do I need to get out?
Like a minute, like 59.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's do this. Let's play another derby. Let's play another great moment in Kentucky Derby history. Fire away. I know we got a couple left. We need to play these since we did get to play any yesterday.
From winning bets.
Let's eat some more!
To epic meltdowns.
People like to say that Angry Diener Radio is the best radio. Well, you're going to get it here.
The Kentucky Derby always provides memories that last forever. Here's another great Derby moment on The Take.
There ought to be two rules about women's fashion.
Oh, gosh, this ought to be good.
First of all, they cannot wear hats that are roughly the size of Rhode Island. I'm sorry.
Where would you draw it? How far out off? What kind of circumference are we talking about?
I'm just saying they can look just as beautiful with much smaller
less
brims.
Is more for Billy Reid. Yes. Two rules.
It also goes with handbags. No woman's handbag should be bigger than a laptop. Because when you're waiting to bet and you've got a woman that's got this handbag that would
Here
not fit in an overhead bin and she's digging around looking for her money, it drives me crazy. Don't even get me started on these stiletto heels, which you look at them and they're painful. These things.
Billy, so you're not a fan of heels, big bags?
Well, I'm a fan of heels, but these things, and women, as soon as they get in the track, a lot of them, they've got regular shoes or tennis shoes in their bags, and they take them off. Now, why is that?
That was another great Derby moment on The Take.
Why is that? It's a great question.
I love how you just asked the question, why is that?
Why is that?
Like the guys in front of him were going to have the information why that is.
Perrin Johnson and Drew Dean are going to
Well, Perrin
deep
might
dive.
Have the answer.
And Perrin might. If
Perrin
anybody
actually
Perrin,
might have the
that's
answer.
True. That's true.
You know my funniest thing from the Derby? Well, two things. Funniest thing from the Derby today for me. Process and Max had to walk over to get a picture with the horse.
Oh,
I would love to know that conversation.
That would be great.
Max Diener and Process.
In Process talking, chit chat.
I would love to know that conversation.
That's
Do you
a
understand
great point.
That?
Yeah.
I don't think there would be one.
There had to be some sort of uncomfortable small talk. The other thing is, and we didn't bring it up at all today, and this is going to be the oddest lead in to Scotty D. Your boy Rudy Giuliani.
They got raided.
They got raided. They
raided his home.
You see, they raided his home in New York.
I did see that. Rudy. Yeah, Rudy got raided.
Oh, Rudy got raided. Mitch, who's Rudy Giuliani?
He's the former mayor of New York.
Good.
Famously.
Good.
Famous Republican. Has he flip flopped a couple times?
No.
He's pretty.
He is a famous Republican.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know if he flip flopped.
What did he do for Donald Trump?
He was his lawyer.
Look at that!
Wow, there you go.
How about that?
How about you,
passed the test there.
Yeah, flying colors too. A+ across the board. Good job, Mitch.
Texas says she wore stilettos.
Stilettos.
All right,
so
we're going to get out of here. Scotty D's up next. Clint's going to be in with them. Mick Cronin's going to join here at some point in the next hour and a half. They are locked and loaded here on 680-1057 LSL, starting in about 3 minutes there over on 93.9 The Ville. We'll give you our Derby picks. Maybe I'm not going to promise anything tomorrow other than Rick Bozich.
That's all that
I'm going to be promising on a Thursday. Nonetheless, we'll see you guys at 3 o'clock.
Bet Rivers Sportsbook has supercharged its iOS app. Download the update today from the Apple App Store and see the difference for yourself. Must be 21 or over to play. Playable only in Indiana. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.